Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. All right. Yay. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, thank you so much for joining me today. I want to thank you. Praise God. We're here to have a great time, to be enlightened. And we're going to learn something new and exciting. It's refreshing. Amen. I know that a lot is going on at this time, but it shall not come nigh us. Amen. And we know that by the word of God. So I want to thank the Lord today for October 1, 2020. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for joining. God is good. I understand Anna is with us today from Wisconsin. How are you?
Hello, praise everyone. God.
All right. Praise God. Well, I thank you all for being here today. I thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is a place where we believe in great grace. Amen. We believe that God is moving mightily by his spirit today. And we thank the Lord that you have tuned in to share him with us. Amen. Thank the Lord that you will be enlightened. You will be refreshed in the name of Jesus as well as myself. Because when I speak to your people, Father God, it inspires me as well. And I'm enlightened. Amen. And you know, I want you to remember the scriptures, Psalms 138 and 8. We know that God, he said he will perfect those things that concern us most. And you all know that he is perfecting them even as we speak. Amen. And also, I just want to pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit speaks through my vocal cords today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that you will hear something that strengthens you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. That way you are strengthened. And he said where your weakness is, he's strength. He's your strength. Amen. And so we're standing truly on the word of God today. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, that this word falls on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your people will walk away with something that they could use from day to day. Psalm 91, equipped in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in Ephesians 2, Father God, they know that when we pray from the throne room, from the high place, from the heavenly place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father God. Bless the hearer. Bless the speaker. In Jesus' name we pray. I love you all. All right. So let's get in here. The announcements I have today are authoritygrace.org is up and moving. And I thank the Lord that I'm taking it step by step. I'm learning as I go. And so if you like to sign on there and see what's going on, I'm happy to know you're there. Leave a comment, suggestions, and things like that. Again, that's authoritygrace.org. And you know that we're here every other Thursday right here, Authority Grace. Amen. And on Wednesday mornings, we meet for prayer, Bible study, discussions. And that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. And that number is 424-284-5500. Again, that is 424-284-5500. And we are there every Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, praying, discussing all of the prayers, all of the Word of God. We touch everything. Amen. And we're led by God just as we are here. Amen. We pray prophetic prayers. And we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in tongues. We believe God. We're Holy Ghost filled. We're water baptized. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe, as Ephesians 2 says, that, you know, we were raised with him. Amen. We died with him and we rose with him. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. Okay. And then the email, if you'd like to reach out, the prophetic, prophetic55 at gmail.com. Amen. Again, that's prophetic55 at gmail.com. Amen. If you have prayer requests and you want to pray during this show, you're more than welcome. This show is free. It's open. And we're not on a, we're on a schedule, but we're not on a, how you want to say, a regimen. It's like, if you have prayer and you want to break in and say, I need you to pray for me, then go ahead and do so. We love to pray. That's what we do. And you can call 1-888-627-6008. This ministry is built on prayer. If everything that I touch in the mighty name of Jesus is built on prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe in intercession. I believe that as we pray, matter of fact, it's already done. When you put your request in, it's already done. You don't have to wait till tomorrow and say, oh, Prophetess Demetria, you know, I'm waiting, I'm believing, I'm seeking God. No, if you are believing God for healing, if you're believing God for the manifestation, for a move of God to take place in your life, if you're believing God to be filled with the Holy Ghost, God does it right now because he's a right now God. Amen. So we believe God. So again, that number, if you'd like to call us, is 888-627-6008. And we'll be glad to pray with you. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I noticed that I have my good friend, Anna. She's my sister friend. And I have her on the line. And I'm excited to hear what God is doing in her life. I'm excited to hear from her. And I'm not sure who else is on with me. But all of you, I just thank God for you. I thank God that you're here with me. If you would like to have words, feel free to speak. We're going to be speaking about prayer today, because we know that when we pray, we're praying from the throne room, because we were raised with Christ and we're seated in heavenly places, right? And so we know that when we pray, we're praying from that heavenly place. Amen. Glory Amen. To God. So before we get started, Anna, would you like to take a minute and have words? Praise God.
Yeah, it's just amazing how the Lord works. And if you keep your heart and your mind and your ear ready, steady to hear him, he'll direct you. So Amen. Today was really rainy. I'm talking about raining. There was no reason. We had no business to be out there. And I said, honey, for some reason, because I like going to thrift stores. I said, honey, let's just go to this one thrift store. I go, something keeps telling me to go to this thrift store. And my husband and I, we always prepare ourselves. We know when we're led to go pray also. So that's what we prepare ourselves for. So anyway, so we get to the thrift store. And we see this lady, like, she's walking with her head down, like real down. And I felt the tugging of the Holy Ghost right away, pray for her. And I'm like, okay. That's the person you always feel like, okay, how are we going to do this? But it's all him, you know? So then we get in the store, and then we just start talking to her. And then she's like, you know, this world is just so terrible. And I said, yeah, I know. I go, it's it's sad. Oh, yeah, but I lost my brother to COVID. She goes, you did? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, that's terrible. I go, yeah. And then she says, that opened the door for conversation. And she said, my a friend of mine I know, I went to go visit him. I couldn't find him, whatever, but it was 3 days, and I finally got in the house, whatever, how she got in the house, and he was dead for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, that's left such a fear in me, and I'm scared. And she started saying the whole nine yards. We just said, man, right in the middle of the store, can we pray with you? She said, yes. So we just started praying over her, and we felt that lift. She started shaking. We were like, glory to God. And then when we were done, she goes, you know what I call him? And we're like, what? She goes, I call him Emmanuel. God is with us.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Emmanuel.
Lord.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
And that touched us as well. Like you said, when you're praying for others, you receive as well.
Amen.
We have no
Amen.
Idea. You don't know who's saved or not saved. That's not what you go out to do. You just go out to do what the Father says. But when she said, I call him Emmanuel, I almost dropped. I'm like, because he is. God
yes,
is with
he
us.
Is.
God is with us. He's in us. He is
yeah.
us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
He is. He's
Hallelujah.
Mighty. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
I
you, Lord.
Thank the Lord for Jesus. I thank the Lord that he sent his son who knew no sin to become sin for us. And then he
yes.
rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when he rose up, we rose up with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
And he tugs us. He tugs. Go here. You're like, okay, end of rain, oh, go. And you're like, you know you have to go. You know you have to go. And that's what I felt. And I was like, thank you, Lord, that unction.
Yes.
I listened to it, Lord. I heard you, Lord. I knew we were supposed to go. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
And thank you, Jesus, for it. And what I call it as a spirit of obedience. You know, you're just
yes.
eager
Amen.
To be obedient when you hear the voice of God. When you
yes.
feel the unction to make the move, you know, being obedient and moving when he say move and be still when he says be still. And, you know, just stepping out on faith. You know, that's the faith. You know, and that
yes.
removes all fear. You know, when you step in and you just go, you say, okay, Lord, I heard you. I'm going because I
right.
know it's you. And then when you get there, you see the move of God taking place. He's had someone
yeah.
there waiting just for you. Amen.
Yes.
And so.
And so many people are hurting. A lot of people are hurting. They're going
amen.
Through some stuff. You're like, what do you mean you found your friend? He was dead 3 days. You're like, whoa.
Right. And then we just
a
say, Lord,
tragic,
we thank you for sending her there at the time that he did, you know? He
yes.
sent her there. Praise God.
Yes.
And we thank the Lord that you all were there for her. She was there to you know, recover and to know what was going on with his life. But then God sent you all there for comfort. He said that.
Right.
He sent the comforter, right? He sent
Amen.
His word. And, you know, we were talking about this the other day in prayer about a lot of people, you know, they want you to pray, but they want you to pray because they're thinking that they have to, as you pray, that they have to wait. But God is a right now God.
Yes.
So when you pray, and he said, before you ask, I've already answered. Amen.
Yes,
I think that's over there in Jeremiah 33:3. He said, before they call on me, I've already answered it.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
So we know that he hears us when we pray. And your pray doesn't mean that you always have to get on your knees and say, Lord, you could be walking and praying. Amen.
Yes.
You can sit in your chair and pray and just thinking and talking to the Lord and saying, Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, Deliver me. Lord, set me free. Lord, forgive me of my sins, my shortcomings. You know, when you're talking to the Lord, he said, I've already heard you and I've already answered. Amen. Mm. So we don't have to wait, you know, to pray and then, okay, now we got to wait 30 days. No, it's already done. And you have to believe that. Yeah, and that's when your faith steps in. Amen. The faith that God has given you, you use your faith to believe that it's already done. When you ask, I know when people ask me to pray, and that's the first thing I ask them, I said, well, do you believe that God can do it? First of all, you have to, I need to know, do you believe? Amen. Because what I'm doing is I'm linking my belief and my faith with yours, right? Where there are two or more, Matthew 18 and 18, 18 and 19 and 20, where there are two or more gathered in his name. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So when you ask me to pray, I come in line with the word of God and I stand with you and we believe God. And at that instant, it's done. Amen. So, I just really enjoy praying when I gave my life to the Lord. And that was my favorite thing to do when I found out that God hears us. And I was a young girl, you know, and I found out, I said, oh, he hears us, you know, and that meant he knows my name. Amen. So I'm going before him. And when I pray, I expect the move of God. I believe that God is doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't believe that we have to wait 30 days. I just don't. And I keep using that because I had a discussion with someone and they don't believe that our God is a right now God. And so I was taking them to different scriptures and sharing with them that even Jesus didn't want doubters in the room when he was raising people from the dead and he was healing it. You know, he said, remove all the doubters. He didn't want any doubters. And I'm just like him. And I really feel this in my heart. If you're doubting, don't call me because I'm believing God for you right now. You say, I'm hurt. I'm believing you're saved right now. I'm believing you're healed right now. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that you got the job right now. When you go over there to that building, amen, I believe in the mighty name of Jesus that the favor of God met you before you got there. It went ahead of you. Amen. Yeah. God favored you at the time that we were praying. Come on, somebody. And so if you know that God favored you at the time that we were praying, and then you add to that he had already answered you before you got to me, amen? So we know that it's already done. Amen? Yes, and so then we were studying, and as we were discussing this on yesterday in our prayer room, and we started talking and we brought up, one of the ladies brought up some scripture. She brought up and she said, we know that we pray from the throne because of where we are seated. Amen. And I'm not quoting it just right, but if you go to Ephesians 2 and you look around verses 5 and 6, we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. We're in the heavenly realm. So when you know that you're in the heavenly realm and you say, hey, Prophet Demetrius, just enlighten me. I'm praying seated in a heavenly place and I'm praying for those people that have requested prayer from me or those people that are important to me. Every morning I pray Psalm 91. I decree and declare Psalm 91 over every life that's represented in my life and my family. Amen. And I believe that we are Psalm 91 equipped. Amen. And when you read Psalm 91, you're going to understand why I use the word equipped. Amen. Because you're already set. He already said, he said, it shall not come nigh thy dwelling place. And so when I first started really applying it, you know, back in March, I really started applying it. And I linked up with my pastor and I was, you know, we really were, you know, confessing it and decreeing and declaring it. And I thought about this thing and you're going to think about this right here. When you say, I decree and declare that it shall not come nigh my dwelling place. Guess what? Wherever you're dwelling at that time. Amen. So at the time when I was speaking, I was here at home. And then as I went visiting, I prayed there. When I go to the store, I'm dwelling there for that period of time. Amen. It shall not come nigh thy dwelling place. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen.
Amen.
So when you believe in God, you're believing God for things. You know, I'm all over the place, but this all with prayer and supplication. I remember there was an incident that happened a few years ago, and they called me and they said, "We need you to come. We need you to pray." And I started thinking. I was telling the Lord, I'm on the freeway. I'm headed to work, and I was like, "Lord," but I remember in your word, you sent your word, and it healed them. So I started putting them in. Remember, I said, "Your word is true. It's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword." I remember getting him some instructions from the Lord when he said, "Take me off those pages." Amen. Mm-hmm. He's real. He's alive. And he walked among us. Amen. And so what I did was I said, "Well, you know," I said, "I'm praying. I'm believing God. I can't get there right now. That's 300 miles away. I said, "But you know what? I believe that we can send the word, which is the word of Jesus." Jesus sent the word and it healed them. Amen. And I believe that. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, Zandra. And I believe God. I believe that at the time we speak the word of God, that it takes place right now. And so what did I do? I used my faith. Amen. I didn't doubt. You know, I have a hard time doubting. I despise doubt anyway. But that's a whole nother radio show. But I know that when I sent the word, because it wasn't Demetria's word, it was the word of God. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And you know, when you think about two edge, you think about, I know for me, I think about the blades, you know, on a razor, you know, when men use razor blades and then shave their head and do all those things. And most razors are double edged. Amen. And so I thought about the word of God. It's sharper than that. Because why do I say that? Guess what? Because that word goes, he said that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides. It goes down to the marrow of the bone so that you can get out whatever you need. Amen? Come on, somebody. Run with me. Because this is good word. It's true word. And if you put it to work right now, even while we're talking, you're going to see it take place. Amen?
Yeah.
You know, there's people out there believing God for jobs. They put in application, and they're believing God that it's going to be answered right now. And I link
right
my
now.
Faith with you, and I believe that it's done right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your baby, you're waiting for your baby to be healed. Right now, receive the healing for your baby in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lay your hands on your baby's thighs in the name of Jesus and watch God move. And he will move mightily. I'm telling you, I believe God. Every day, all day, I trust God. Amen. And we know, hallelujah, glory to God, that his word will not return unto him void. But it will do that which it has been sent out to do. Amen. Trust God. When you put the word to work in your life, trust God and know that he is. Amen. And we know that as we use the word of God, it causes the glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God's glory shows up. In the mighty name of Jesus. And his glory is perfect. And it causes perfection in a place. Come on, somebody, walk with me. Because the glory of God is real. Amen. There are people sitting, listening to the sound of my voice, and you need to know in the mighty name of Jesus that he's real. The glory can show up in your situation and cause it to be perfect. Amen. Some of you out there, you love to polish your car and polish your shoes and things like that and keep everything clean. You haven't seen no perfection. That's perfection when you see a person and everything is neat and in place. The white is white. The black is black. The blue is blue. You know, you can see all the colors, everything perfected. But you haven't seen any perfection until you see the glory of God rest on a situation. And when that glory rests on it, it perfects it in the name of Jesus. I remember a time in our prayer meeting on Wednesday, and we got an emergency call, and that it was an emergency text, and the lady said that someone was in the hospital and they were dying. Amen. And we didn't ask any questions. We just went in and we began to pray with one accord. And before the prayer was over, life was back into that woman's body. And that afternoon we heard that she was sitting up eating a soft plate. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we know that the glory of God, it causes perfection to come into a place. And then we have the authority of the heavenly realm. Amen. That's where that perfection comes from. It comes from the heavenly realm. That's God's glory. Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord to know that his glory causes perfection to take place. Amen. Because a lot of times when we're going through things, we can't go through that by ourselves. We have to call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you that you have perfected this situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that my baby is healed. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that no incidents and no accidents shall befall us. Amen. He goes before us, making every crooked place straight, every rough path smooth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard that Zandra joined us. Come on, somebody. Zandra, would you like to have words on this amazing move of God that's taking place in this room right now? We're talking about the perfection of God. And when we pray, God moves, and he moves right now. We don't have to wait till the battle's over. We can shout now. Go ahead, Sister Zandra.
Amen, amen. As I was listening, praise God, it is so true. I love when, you know, walking with Jesus and listening to him speak. And when we speak the word in faith, when we speak the word, we are speaking as his agents. He's speaking through us. And as we speak the word, just as the centurion told Jesus, you just speak the word. And it will be done. So we can send the word because it's spirit.
Amen.
The word is spirit and it's life. It is life, full of life.
Yes.
God himself. And when we speak it and it goes forth as we praise him for it being done, it's done.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Done.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Yes. We speak out of our mouth the word of God.
Yes.
By faith.
Okay.
Amen. And we believe. Hallelujah. That's the only work. We talked about that the last meeting. We were talking about work. That's the only work. All you have to do is believe. Amen.
Yes.
Believe that God's favor is on it.
Yeah.
And it shall
believe
be.
Believe it and speak it. Believe
Amen.
It and speak it out of our mouth. We have
Amen.
To release it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited because I'm watching God move, and I'm telling you, the Lord is healing my grandchildren. My grandchildren are doing well. Hallelujah. My adult children are doing well. Hallelujah. Because we're
Praise
standing
God.
On the word of God, and we're believing God. Hallelujah. In the name yeah. of Jesus, that nothing shall come nigh our dwelling place. Amen. Amen. And we're walking in victory. We walk
yes,
from
God.
Victory to victory.
Amen.
Amen. And we have to believe that and know that. Victory is ours. Amen. And when we pray, when we're praying from that heavenly place, that glorious place of perfection, when we're praying from that place, hallelujah, you can't do anything but believe. You can't pray from that place with doubt and unbelief. You have to pray believing God in the name of Jesus that it's already done. And Lord, I'm thanking you and I'm praising you for it. I don't have to pray that same prayer every day, all day, because I've already prayed that prayer. Lord, I'm thanking you that it's already done. I don't have any doubt. I don't doubt you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus, I believe that you've already done it. Now, what am I doing? I'm thanking you, Father God. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that it's already done. Amen.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, for traveling mercy and traveling grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And why do we say? Because we know that his grace is sufficient for us. It's never empty. Hallelujah. It's never void. Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm excited. I am so excited about what God is doing in this hour. I'm seeing so many miracles. I'm hearing, people are calling me and telling me what God has done for them in this hour, in this season. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so profound because we know that God is doing it. You know, we're not waiting. Oh, well, we got to wait till the 15th, and then this sun is going to turn this color. And all. No, we know that God is doing it right now. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. And you don't have to, sit and ponder on it. What you do is you thank the Lord. Lord, they prayed for me today. I'm thanking you for it. I thank you, Father God, that it's already done. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestation. Amen. And if you don't have anything to say, just worship him. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You know, and when you feel that doubt coming back in or you feel, some kind of way, just start thanking him. Lord, thank you, Father God, for the raise on my job. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that all the malice and the jealousy and the envy, all those that do it, is being moved out the way. You know, I just saw that as I was speaking, someone is dealing with that, but I saw it move away like trash on the floor. You know how you see dust and trash on the floor, and then when you walk through it, it moves to the side. Amen? And that's your victory right there. It lets you know that it is nothing hard about it. It's not going to stick. Amen? You believe God and say, Lord, I thank you that the area is free, the space is free in the name of Jesus. It's clear in the name of Jesus. And you walking through, amen? And you're walking through like they walked through on the Red Sea. It was dry, on dry ground. Amen? And believe God. Believe him that he's doing that for you. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. You have to believe, saints of God. You have to believe. You can't go on anything else but believing. You cannot let doubt come in. Amen. You let doubt come in, the enemy wins because you're going to get sad, you get depressed, and it's like, oh, I thought this was over. It is over if you believe God. Amen. Pray. What is your position of prayer? Thanking him. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for clarity. Amen. Thank the Lord for clarity in your life. Thank the Lord that he gives you the strength to believe. And if you know that doubt is there, don't be ashamed. Amen. Because he knows your secrets anyway. He knows your weaknesses anyway. So go head on and just surrender it to him. Say, Lord, you know I'm afraid to go down this street. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you're blessing me, because you're covering me, because I'm Psalm 91 equipped, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm going through and coming back safe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You, Praise Thank you, Jesus. God. Cancel every assignment of doubt in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Believe that you're walking in victory on your job. Even if you have your own business, you know, believe God that he's prospering you in your business. Amen?
Yeah.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Yes. Entrepreneurs on this line, thank the Lord for victory in your finances, yeah. for your clients. Amen? Come on, somebody. God Hallelujah. Has anointed your hands, your eyes, your ears. He's anointed for whatever job you do as an entrepreneur. Believe God that he has perfected that thing in you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. My sister, Glory to God.
My sister, can I say this too?
Yes.
I was listening today, and it's like the Holy Spirit had revealed something about when we praise. And you spoke about praising the Lord. And when we praise in the Lord, I'm going to have to look up the scripture and the word, but I think it's in Psalms. It might be in Psalms 103. When we are praising the Lord, too, even the angels are attentive. And
That's
the
right.
angels praise the Lord along with us.
That's
so when
right.
you envision, when we see that with our eyes, knowing
yes.
that we see and hear them singing and praising
yes.
the Lord along with us, oh,
yes.
my Lord. Is that not even more powerful
yes.
when we're praising
Amen.
Him in the spirit? Because
you,
as we are beginning to learn, we are spirit first. We've lived upside down. Now the Holy Spirit is taking us right side up. We're
yes.
spirit first, going into the spirit realm, bringing that healing that is rightfully ours, bringing
yes.
that freedom, bringing a dominating, you know, dominion.
Yes,
and she told amen. Us in Genesis 1:20, 26 or 27, I give you the authority to take
yes,
dominion.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, that's good. That's good. And as you were speaking, I was remembering the scripture also where they say the leaves even clap. The leaves
yes.
on the trees, they clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Glory.
Everything that he created worships him in some way, shape,
yes.
form, or fashion. Amen.
Mm.
And that's what
Amen.
We have to begin to do. Amen. You worship and praise your way through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I know
yeah.
it works because I have done it. I had to pray my way through, praise my way through. Amen. And praising brings about the victory. Amen. You praise your way through. Hallelujah. And don't take down in the name of Jesus. Just keep praising your way through, no matter what it feels like. Hallelujah. You just
yes,
keep praising.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord
mm-hmm.
is your strength. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He makes ways in the desert. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 will tell you all about it. Ezekiel 47 will tell you about the regeneration, restoration. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory
James
to God.
Says, James says, count it all joy.
Count it all joy. Hallelujah.
He said, count
Thank
it.
You,
and
Jesus.
And we have Jesus' joy. He said, my joy and my peace will
yes.
remain. So I've found
in
tapping into that,
Jesus.
Making a decision to tap into that joy and peace when I go, when I'm falling to a diver's temptation. I
yes.
found strength in that.
Yes. Amen.
So
Hallelujah.
It's Jesus's.
Yes.
Peace and
it belongs
joy.
To Jesus.
Glory
yes.
to God. Yes.
Yes, yes. And I always remember when the Holy Ghost said, he said, Jesus said, God said, I gave my son good gifts to give unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. That joy. That faith.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. That peace that surpasses all understanding. How many of you know that when you have the peace of God, nobody understands it? Like, what's going on with you? Why are you so happy?
Right.
You know,
nobody
that is the, that question right there just throws me off. When people, why are you so happy? You already know the joy of the Lord is my strength. Ask me why I'm down if you see me down, but don't ask me why I'm so happy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Our happiness don't come from people. How many of you know that? Our happiness does not come from people. It's the joy of the Lord that strengthens us. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. He brings the peace, because his peace is real peace. Amen? And people can't understand it. That's why I said they can't understand it. They can't obtain it. All you got to do is join in with me and praise him so that you could feel it and receive it as well. Amen?
Amen.
And remember that we pray from a place of perfection in the heavenly realm. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you that we are the healed. Amen. Nothing shall come to our dwelling place. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for the heavenly realm.
Hallelujah.
You know, where the glorious perfection dwells in the mighty name of Jesus. That's a phenomenal place. Amen. When you feel the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus, you start rocking and really say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I know you're here. I know you're in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that this word fell on good ground in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the strength of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It comes when we're enlightened by others, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's like we can go on. We can keep on going. We don't have to turn around. Glory to God. But we can keep going forward in the name of Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't even look back. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't look back, because when you stop to look back, you stumble. Don't stop and look back. Just keep on going. Keep going forward, because you're going to win in the mighty name of Jesus. When people drop you off and don't want to come back and pick you up and they drop you off, just keep going forward. Lord, I know you got me. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not afraid. In the name of Jesus, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. That's the way you have to speak to yourself, and you find those scriptures. Lord, you said in your word that you were going to perfect those things which concern me, and Lord, you know this is concerning me. So I thank you, Father God, that it's being perfected even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And then he said, when he get in behind you, can't nobody else come up on you. Didn't he say that in Psalm 139? Around the verse, what is that, verse 5 or something, 5 or 9? When he's so if he's behind you, the enemy can't come, because God is behind you. He got you. So he's in front, he's in behind, he's on each side, and he's holding you up. Come on, somebody. How many of you know any people, humans, that's going to do that for you? They'll tell you they're on your side. I got you and this and that and the other. And they don't have you. They could care less about you. But God loves you 100.
Yeah.
And he doesn't change. Amen. He stays the same. The full course. Amen.
Praise God.
And you know that you stay, you have him on the inside of you, and you stay the full course. Amen. Come on, somebody. But those that don't stay the course, they don't have Jesus to the fullest.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. You want people that's going to run this race with you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So when I pass the baton to you, I'm getting ready to take my name. I'm passing the baton to you. You praying. You believing God. You trusting. You covering.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. We got to have the true warriors with that. This is no joke. We in a spiritual battle.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? So we got to pray. Amen. We got to believe. We got to trust. Speak the word of God out of your mouth.
Speak it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't just speak it just to be saying it because you see the scripture.
Yes.
No, speak the word out of your mouth with your heart. Believe it.
Mm.
That it's already done.
Ready, done.
And remember when Jesus was ready to raise the little girl from the dead, remember this, he put the doubters out. And if he put the doubters out, don't you be ashamed to put people out of your life that's operating in doubt and unbelief. Okay? That's right. What you have right. to remember. You need people that's going to run the race with you, and we know that we have the favor of God on our life. Let's do the doggone thing. Amen?
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
praise
you, Lord,
hallelujah.
That we're seated in the Spirit. Heavenly places in
yes,
Christ
yes,
Jesus.
Yes. Right,
yes,
now.
Lord. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
that's
God.
What my play brother, that's the way he pray. That's Anna's husband. That's the way when he pray, he said, right now, right now, right now, God. He knows
yes.
about that right now, God. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And we believe right now. Come on, somebody.
Right
we
now.
Believe
right
God.
Yes.
Do not
right
operate
now.
In any doubt. If I can leave you with that in the name of Jesus, that we pray from a place of perfection. In the heavenly realm. Amen.
In the heavenly realm.
And yes. know that. Just know that. And you just read Ephesians 2,
yes.
5, 6, and it'll let you know that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. We're in the heavenly realm, and we keep ourselves covered with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Isaiah 54:17. Amen. And
amen.
If you continue to read on in there, you'll see what we are totally covered, surrounded. You know? Amen. They have a song and say, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by Jesus. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said he dispatched angels on assignment. Glory to God. Glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No devil in hell can prevail on any level because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we abide
yes.
under the shadow of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Just in the shadow, just abiding in the shadow is awesome. Glory to God. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining us again on this Thursday, October 1st, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that we win. We
yes.
win. And that person that had that baby and had needed prayer over those thighs, you can hit me up on prophetic55@gmail.com and just give God the glory. I just want to know that you're giving God the glory. Hallelujah. And that these messages that I do every other Thursday, that they are blessing you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's okay
yeah.
to let me know that God is using me in your life and that you are being enlightened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all I want to know is that you're being blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Until we meet again, I want to thank Sister Zandra and Sister Anna. I want to thank you all for being my verbal guests in the name of Jesus. We had a good time. I enjoyed it. And God is good. I love you, girls. Hallelujah. And until we meet again here at Authority Grace, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after that. I love you.
Love you, too.
Be blessed.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.